The People's Bank of Alabama studio. From a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Cullman.
Welcome back to another edition of the Big D Radio Show this Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
April is already here and we're buzzing through it. How about that?
We're about halfway there.
Won't be long. It'll be May, June, July. Hey, but Bobby, hey, yes. The weather is getting warm. How about that?
Oh, it is. I think it's going to be a hot summer.
I think it is too.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's probably going to be hitting the 80s for the rest of the weekend.
Which I'm good with that.
I'm too. I'm tired of the cold weather wearing jackets.
I'm not a cold weather guy.
Well,
yeah.
I'm not cold or hot, so I don't know what.
We want it perfect, don't we?
Perfect 70.
That's what we all want, yeah. 72, maybe 74.
Wow. You want to go ahead and pray and let's get started?
Yes. Father God, we are thankful to you in all things, in all situations and circumstances. We find thanks in our heart, gratitude to you that you've loved us, cared about us enough to send forth Jesus Christ to be given, for his life to be taken, that we might live again with you, in relationship with you. And so we're thankful for this Easter season that we have, that we can celebrate him, his finished work, his resurrection. And Father, we're asking that in this time that you open the hearts of more people to receive the full revelation of truth that's in him. Amen.
So, you seen the Easter Bunny anywhere around town?
No, I've been looking everywhere. Can't find him, but it's still early.
I know.
Yeah.
I always need some treats from him. So
yeah.
Maybe he'll hop on over to Phelan where I live at.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. I got an old rabbit hutch. I put it on the side of the road. I, you know, thought he might jump up and hit. So
hasn't done it yet.
No, hadn't seen him. No. Yeah, but the kids are excited.
I bet.
They would love activities and festivities for children at Easter time, so they're excited.
Hunt some eggs, man. When I was a kid, man, that was dynamite. Let me tell you something. I love grabbing my basket.
Yes. Man, I remember we did our own coloring.
Oh, so did we,
I mean, I don't think they do that much anymore.
Nah.
But we did our own coloring and mixing all that dye into different colors.
Man, that was some fun times.
It was very much so,
And I think we'd always have, you know, sometimes we'd always have like two or three plastic eggs with some money in it, you know.
Yeah.
Look, you're ready to draw down when somebody grabs that plastic egg before you.
Absolutely. And so we did that for years. And then we had a niece-in-law that introduced us to putting confetti in eggshells.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take the shells off as whole as you can.
Right.
Put the confetti in and tape it back up. And then you crack that over people's heads. And, man, that was a lot of fun.
Good times.
Yeah. So, you know, Easter is one of those times when a lot of things are going on.
It is.
It's kind of like Christmas. We just have to, you know, once again, it's one of those things that there's a truth behind all that we don't want to miss.
Exactly.
You know?
That's exactly right.
I'm always for the fun and the festivities. I'm always for that. It's kind of like Christmas. I mean, you know, we can get wrapped up in the festivities and forget what it's all about.
Exactly.
And
and that's why we're going to remind everybody tonight what it's all about.
What it's all about. Jesus Christ. You know, without him, we wouldn't have the celebration that we do at Easter.
Exactly.
We just wouldn't. You know, to me, you know, thinking about Jesus, and obviously I've been contemplating, in these seasons, I try to contemplate, you know, the things about Jesus that's important. And there's five, I call them gospel events, you know, with him, you know, his birth, his sinless life, crucifixion, resurrection, ascension. And there's things in each one of those that are important. But those gospel events all have significance in their own right. Without any one of them, you don't have the gospel.
Right.
But to me, the resurrection, I don't know, it sticks out more. Not that it's more important, but I mean, what does it take to raise a man from death, you know? What's it take to raise a dead man?
Exactly.
I mean, that's, you know, we all in different ways would like that power, and different times maybe tried different things, but the truth is Jesus was dead and came back to life, and that's a pretty phenomenal thing. And the cross is important. We can't forget the cross. The crucifixion is vital to Christianity. And of course, the cross symbol has come to be a universal kind of sign of Christianity. But I think an empty tomb works pretty good too, you know? I mean, it's like, you know, I was trying to figure out how to put an empty tomb out on the side of the road by our church as a symbol. But man, if, when we think about this whole season about, you know, what it's about and that, and that God became human, came to this earth, submitted himself to being a human being, to living in limited space and time and matter. What kind of humility, you know, does that take? And the scriptures tell us that Jesus subjected himself to the obedience of death on a cross. And so a lot of times I think we only think superficially about some of that, but you know, the Easter season is, that we celebrate, is about the crucifixion, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That word Easter is not a magic word or necessarily connected to Christianity
exactly.
in any terms, but we've come to use it as such, and which that's okay. So Jesus, being a Jew, you know, he came to his own people. They rejected him, and they have made false accusations against him, you know, and trumped up this trial to, you know, try to get rid of him. He was 33 years old at the time. He'd been ministering publicly for 3 years, and he'd stirred up a lot of things against the legalistic religion that was going on there among the Jews, and they just wanted to get rid of him. And so that's what happened, and they took him, you know, to the Roman government. The Jews didn't have the authority to execute anyone, so they took him to the Romans, who was in the control of the government, and convinced them to try him and execute him. And that happened. They crucified Jesus Christ. One of the scriptures says later, you know, it says if they'd have knew what they were doing, if the authorities would have knew what they were doing, they would never done it. Which has always intrigued me. But they believed they were doing a good thing. And it looked like certain defeat. You know, if you think about a man's ministry and his life in the world and the way we measure things, going to his death was certain defeat. It's like, well, he's done for. It's over. What they didn't realize was that played into the very plan of God.
Exactly.
To bring the greatest victory ever of all time. And it's like, wow, look what happened. And so after the fact, you know, Jesus comes back to life. And, you know, I mean, can't you imagine surprise on, you know,
yes.
Talk about egg on your face, man.
Exactly.
I mean, just imagine what they're thinking. And so, but that whole thing for us, a lot of times it seems religious. And I was thinking about the radio show tonight, and there's a lot of people out there maybe with different levels of belief about Jesus. But, and what about those folks that really don't know what Easter is all about? What
exactly.
about those folks that don't know? They know it somehow it's about God or it's religious about Jesus. But Jesus, he died in place of all humanity. So every human being, he took our place, because we had sinned in the likeness of Adam and Eve. We had sinned and were guilty before God and could not pay the debt that we owed. And so Jesus went to the cross and paid that price so that we can have peace with God. So because of the cross now, we have that opportunity that, you know, God's not mad at us anymore. He's not mad. He loves us, and
exactly.
He sent Jesus to die in our place so he could show his love and love us. And then his blood that was spilled that day is the very blood that not only, you know, it doesn't just pay for the price of the penalty, it declares us innocent. It cleans us to the degree that God sees us as innocent, as if we had never sinned in the first place. And that's difficult for us to grasp the truth exactly. of that. But that's the reality of what the cross is about, is that, you know, God brought that about so that we could be in a personal relationship with Him and see Him as our Father and relate to Him. And of course, you know, if we just had the cross, that's a good thing, but if Jesus had not come back to life, you know, the cross, therefore, it doesn't have all the same effect. But 3 days later, here's this man, he's rising from the dead. And one of the scriptures that I love, it says that, you know, he rose from the dead never to die again.
Yeah. How wonderful is that?
Isn't that awesome? Never to die again. So anyway, I don't know, you know, it's so much to think about and say about this season, but I guess one of the thoughts about the resurrection to think about is that Jesus is the first of many. So when we see the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we see our future. That's our future.
Exactly.
I don't always know how to understand. I know now our loved ones pass away and they go, and I know we say, you know, to be absent from the body is to be with the Lord. So we know they're with God, whatever that means. But
Right. Actually
now they're in a disembodied state. They don't have a body, and I don't know what that looks like.
Exactly.
What I do know, that's not the final resting place. The final resting place is in the likeness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we are going to have glorified bodies. And we're going to be resurrected from the dead. And we're going to be like Jesus Christ. So the resurrection is our hope. That's our hope for eternity.
Exactly.
And that power that it takes to raise a man from the dead, you know, whatever that takes.
I mean,
you know, it's God-like power, whatever that is. But that power of raising that man from the dead is the very power that lives within us now, right now, in this world. So there's kind of two aspects to that resurrection. There's the newness of life we have now in this world in a spiritual sense, and then there's the future resurrected eternal sense that we have where we're going to have glorified bodies like Jesus. So there's both of those aspects. Are there. So the resurrection to me carries such significance and power in the meaning of Christianity. I think we can't overemphasize it.
Exactly. You know, and I think one of the things that I just think about a lot is many long time ago, up until the cross and up until now, when he was on that cross, he had a man on each side of him, mm-hmm. a non-believer and then one that was a believer. And it still goes that way until this day today.
Yes.
So, yeah. You know, and it's just hard for me to believe that there's so many people out there that is just that non-believer.
Yeah.
You know, and we have, they have been told about Christ for so long, and it's out there.
And the simplicity of what you're talking about, you know, the simplicity of that guy hanging on the right side of Jesus. He wasn't a believer up until that moment.
Exactly.
You know. And it's just simple. He's like, well, you know, remember me. You know, when all this goes down, I know we're all fixing to die.
Exactly.
When this goes down, remember me. And Jesus said today.
That's it.
And I think that simplicity is still there for us. And so right now, you know, anybody who is willing to just believe that Jesus is the Son of God who gave his life for the sins of the whole world.
Yeah. And you know, and at that moment, you know, he wanted to let him know.
hey,
you know. Yeah. And and right now, you know, even if you're on your deathbed, you can accept him.
Absolutely.
And have everlasting life.
Absolutely.
Confess it with your mouth, accept him, and you can have it right then.
Yes. So. And so it's a lot more simple. And, you know, my fear is always, you know, that like the time when Jesus came into the world, there was a lot of legalistic Christianity or a lot of legalistic religion that interfered with the truth. And I fear that in our day, a lot of times we have, you know, legalistic type religion that makes it so complicated. It's like, well, people don't know what to believe. Just believe the simple fact that Jesus was both fully God and fully man, and he died on a cross and rose from the dead, and he ascended back to heaven, and he's sitting on the throne. Believe that.
Exactly.
Just believe that. Just make a choice to say, well, I can't explain it, but I'm going to believe that. And I'm certain that that's enough. If you'll believe that,
that's enough.
The gospel will start working in
you. That's
it. Absolutely.
Could you imagine just being around when you seen Jesus starting to ascend in heaven?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Wow, that would just
starting
be,
to be lifted off the ground.
There you go.
And just
that would just
up.
Fire me up right there. To yeah. my, hey, Daryl, you don't never need to sin yeah. again. You're going to, but you don't need to. Man, yes. Look at that. Look how wonderful that is. Yeah. You're going to have that.
Yeah.
Believe in him. Accept man. Him.
So, you know, Easter, you know, it's great. You know, let's have fun. Let's hide eggs and play games. Let's do all that. Let's make it fun. But let's not forget. Let's not ever forget that Jesus Christ suffered and died and then rose again. And that's good news.
It is. You know, and just for to know that he knew mm-hmm. throughout his walk in life that he yes. was going to be on that cross.
Yes.
And he was ready to yeah. do it for us.
Yes. Came for that purpose and spoke of it on many occasions that he was going there, to the point that his disciples, you know, complained and, you know, oh, no, God forbid. And mm-hmm. he's like, no, I came for that purpose. That's why I'm here.
You know, and I think a lot of people probably don't know the actual dying process of being on a cross, you know, with your arms stretched out. Your body is now humping over, mm-hmm. and you're gasping for air, and you can't get it.
Yeah,
I mean, what a horrible way!
The way to get breath, you have to push up with exactly. your feet to get a breath, which is extremely excruciating.
Mm. And I never knew that. And one day yeah. I read all about yeah. that, and I'm like, wow, that was horrific. The pain that he went through.
Yeah, it was designed to be as painful as possible. And you know, I think another thing that folks may not understand, and I spoke some on this Sunday at church, is, you know, during that crucifixion, he was on the cross like 6 hours. And from 12 noon to 3 p.m., it was dark. It was darkness
yeah.
on the earth in the middle of the day, high noon. A lot of things happened when Jesus was on that cross. But the thing I'm thinking and emphasizing is during that 3 hours, he hung there on the cross in the dark. And I've only imagined and contemplated what happened. Because I believe, and this is my belief, I don't know that we have much support for scripture, but thinking about all that he accomplished, those 3 hours were even more excruciating in a spiritual way, because I believe that all hell and demons or whatever could try to attack him during that time. All of the sins of the world. He took on all sins of the world. And the weight of that, I don't know what the weight of that felt like, but he took on all the weight of everything from a fallen creation.
Exactly.
Powers, principalities, sins, the sinful nature. He took on all that weight to the point that it was so bad that he said, "My God, why have you forsaken
me?"
And I think we don't think through that process.
Right.
We read the scriptures like, oh, yeah, that just happened. No, there's so much drama that happened in that. It's just.
Well.
We have a hum. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
I know my headset's going crazy right now.
Yeah, we're clicking and
bopping. Me and Bobby's just looking at each other. What in the world's going on with our headphones?
Keep talking. Nod your head. So, you know, anyway, it's an intriguing thing to think about. To me, it's an incredible and outrageous plan that God has, that he chose to reveal himself this way, and he chose to bring us into relationship with him, to be his children in this way, is absolutely incredible. One of my thoughts I've been contemplating on, I'm not sure what the time looks like, probably about time for a commercial here, but I'll try to be brief with it. But, you know, I was thinking about, you know, what if you were to think about the person who hates you the most?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that any of us have anybody who really hates us, but if you could imagine the person who hates you the most, would you lay your life down for them?
Exactly.
Would you die for them?
Is that some kind of love or what?
You know, it's like the person that calls you everything you can be, the worst things ever, always trying to undermine you and hurt you and get you in trouble, that's hostile
to you.
I can't
even imagine.
And then you say, I'm going to die for you.
Yep.
Wow, That's God, and that's God's love, and that is what He's done. He's come to a hostile, hating creation.
Bobby, sometimes I don't even know if I just can even imagine that much love.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, just look, just turn on the TV and just look at all the crazy stuff, you know, that they're doing out there, killing people with gas, and it's just horrible. Mm-hmm. And He still loves everybody.
Absolutely. He died for them.
Yep, exactly.
You know, we don't want to think about that. He died for the perpetrator, you know.
Yeah, I know.
He died for the... You know, we won't think, well, He died for the good guy.
Yeah.
No.
He died for everybody.
He really died for all the bad guys.
Yeah.
We're some of them.
Yeah. All I can say is truly, He's a mighty God.
Yes, He is a mighty God.
He's a mighty God.
So it doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been, what's happened to you. There's absolutely nothing possible that you've done that God does not love you.
Exactly. He's exactly right.
He loves
you. And I think people get caught up in that. Well, I've done this. Now, let me tell you something. I've done some bad things in my life.
Yeah.
And I've been forgiven.
Yeah.
And He loves me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to praise Him from now on.
Yeah.
Because He loves me. And I have that faith.
And He accepts us right where we are. He don't come to us and say, well, if you'll do this, that, or the other, I'll love you or I'll save you. He didn't do that. He says, here I am. Receive my love. Receive my grace. And I know a lot of times we get criticized with the grace message that we have in the church now, but, you know, we love and accept everybody right where they are. We don't expect them to stay there. And God doesn't expect that either. He expects us to grow in the Spirit and mature into the likeness of Christ. So we love and accept people. God loves and accepts us right where we are with no conditions. But then He enables us with His own strength to grow and mature in Christ.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a good deal.
It is. Yeah. Well, Bobby, thank you for your Easter presentation, and you always have great words, and I appreciate it.
God is good.
It is. This is Brother Bobby Hill with New Life Church on Welty Road. So,
and by the way, if folks don't have a church to go to Sunday, 1200 Welty Road.
We're right in the curve.
Southeast Coleman. We dress casual. We're going to be dressed casual Sunday.
Yeah, all right.
So,
next up, Sandy from Path Changers will be on the Big D Radio getting interviewed herself. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio.
And I have no idea why we're playing Soft Cell instead of your traditional Rolling Stones. Even ask the computer that way.
Painted Love.
Yeah.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba,
Cardio Sculpt, or Dance Fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5, bringing you Creative Design. They integrate cutting-edge graphic design into a high-volume printing operation, combining state-of-the-art technology with the artistic human element. Creative Design offers vehicle wraps, signs, banners, jerseys, and printed shirts of all kinds, hats, and so much more. They are the premier printers for Cosmic Sound, Live 95.5 on the Big D Radio Show. Let Tina Walters at Creative Design help you with your purchase and design. You can find them on Facebook, Creative Design, 256-734-7242. That's 256-734-7242.
Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.
Ready? You okay?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So you stretched out in room 1009 with a smile on your face and the tears right in your eye. Could not sing together.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. With me, the host of Path Changers, Sandy. How are you, Sandy?
I'm doing good, thank you. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How's things going for you?
Things are going actually pretty cool. Pretty good, yes.
Good. So you've got a big event coming at Wallace State College Sunday, April 30th at 2 p.m. The well-known Gary Conrad, and I actually done a little research on him before I came here.
Okay.
So I YouTubed him and watched some of the things that he was doing. And all right, now let me be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
I'm one of those that really has doubt, okay?
Uh-huh.
But I wouldn't go up there to let him try to do it on me because it might work. And I'd be acting like a chicken or something. But, wow, I mean, you know, he's well known. I've seen him on The View.
Uh-huh.
And, wow, this guy, he's pretty amazing.
It's cool, and I was like you. I didn't believe in it at all, and I had an opportunity to take a group of friends. I had a past business, and so took the crew to go see him, and it was one of my waitresses got up on stage, and he knocked her out and had her doing some hilarious things, and we were all just... It was awesome.
I would say keep her under.
Yeah, yeah, but it was, that's the moment I knew, I just knew it was real.
All right, so let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. When it was all over.
Did she ever speak to you again after
that? Oh, yeah. In fact, she got hypnotized again by him when I had him, I had him come to Dodge City to put on a show.
And
she got up there again. So
did she remember anything?
No.
She said she did not remember nothing.
Mm-mm. But now what happens during the show is about 10 to 12 people volunteer from the audience.
Okay.
They come up there and he hypnotizes them. And then he puts on a show with those people.
Right.
And I have talked to some of the people before where they said that they it's like it was surreal for them that they could kind of comprehend what was going on, but they couldn't stop
what they were doing.
But and then there's other people that just they don't remember a thing.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe maybe it works. But I don't want to go up there because it probably work on me. So let me ask you, why did you bring him to Wallace State for?
Well, it's kind of neat because some of my favorite things of my world have collided. I mean, I've gotten my health in a much better place than it's ever been. And I was ready for 2017 to take it to a new level.
Okay.
And it was one of my fellow friends over in Sacramento who's on her health journey too. And she was telling me about a hike called the Trailblazer Hike for Make-A-Wish in her state. And then I was driving the next day in Huntsville, and I saw a billboard for the Trailblazer Hike for Make-A-Wish in Alabama.
Wow.
So I went to go check it out. And in that, not only do I have to, I mean, I'm responsible for hiking 26.3 miles in one day. I have 14 hours to complete it. I'm also, as part of my commitment, is a responsibility of raising $2,500 for Make-A-Wish. Okay. And this, to me, being able to just bring people together and have a show, this is way, it's a lot of work.
I can imagine.
But and somehow it's easier for me than going out and asking people for donations. Because I'd rather just have a great time. And Gary, when I called him and because it was 12 years ago that I hired him and I knew what his rate was back then, right? So when I called him and he asked, well, what did I charge you? Yeah. What did I charge you 12 years ago? And I told him, he goes, I'll do it for half that.
Wow.
So he said he is honored to come to Coleman it's actually going to be Hansville. And do this and help out and also let Make-A-Wish benefit for him doing it at a bargain rate for us.
So I would imagine Gary's probably a pretty busy guy. Because I think he does a lot of comedy shows or comedy clubs by hypnotizing people and I guess have a little dual act there for him.
Yeah.
So I would imagine he travels all over the United States doing this.
He does. He's going to – that night – Saturday night before our show, he's coming in from Tennessee. So, but he does live in South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
Man, what kind of job would that be? I'm just going to walk.
Interesting.
I'm going to comedy club. I'm going to hypnotize some people, get some money in my wallet.
Very interesting. So it's good. But what's really cool is this is all, I mean, it just is all lined up. I had the idea. I didn't think it was just kind of like, oh, wouldn't that be kind of cool if I could make this happen?
Right.
And I have some friends. I mean, you had Steve Cummings on your show a few weeks back from Creative Design. So Steve, got Steve in my corner. He helped me do the artwork on the flyers, and he's like the idea guy. You know, he's going to be Steve is actually going to be one of the assistants at the show, assisting Gary Conrad on stage. And it's just all nicely coming together. And I got to say, too, Wallace State, how generous of them to be able to let us hold this event at the Betty Leith Haynes Theater. I mean, that seats a lot of people.
It does.
And the thing at just making the decision to go for this has also helped me to realize that I can go for raising the $2,500, but what I found out is even more possible now is to be able to raise closer to $7,000 or $8,000 and make a wish for a family in Central Alabama and just have that happen. Because hearing these stories has just been, it's just been amazing. I don't know what that would be like to have a child that had a long-term illness that you're constantly taking to the doctor, constantly having surgery, constantly going through chemo. I have no idea. But for those families, hearing how they explain just being able to have this bright spot come in where they get to kind of be just pulled from their situation. They don't have to worry about finances or, they get propelled into this new place for a short time and it just changes things. And they come back to their life and they got new glasses, So it's just been kind of a heartwarming thing. And then the people that are on the hike too, the my fellow hikers, I mean, it's been a great experience. And I'm hoping that next year, when it comes back around, that we'll have more people from Coleman County want to do the hike and really get involved too. So It's been good.
And so you're giving a very reasonable price on tickets, $10 a piece.
Mm-hmm. $10 a ticket.
And are you going to offer a group rate?
Yeah.
If you want to bring 10 or 20 people with you or something?
Yeah, right now I'm just saying, you know, if you buy 9 tickets, you get 10.
Okay.
So, you know, that gets somebody in for free. And the thing that's really cool is the other part of the support that I've gotten is with like People's Bank is at their main drive-thru on 31 right there. Mm-hmm. Just the drive-thru location, they're selling tickets for me.
Excellent.
Karma's Coffee House is selling tickets. And then every branch of Coleman Savings Bank is selling tickets.
How nice is that?
Yeah. And they made a donation. So that was,
That's awesome.
I've never done anything like this. And so it's just kind of neat, kind of fun.
And so every year that you're doing this, all the money is going to be locally here given to a family?
Well, from what I understand, it's Central Alabama.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I do know that there are Wish Kids in Coleman County waiting on a wish.
Is that right?
I don't know that, you know, many more details beyond that, but I do know that to be true. Well,
that's something we should all dig in together
mm-hmm.
and come up with some other kind of benefit and try to help these kids out. That'd be awesome.
It would be. And so I'm just going along, just seeing what happens. And then I mean, beyond this, which is, this is going to be April 30th, Sunday at 2 p.m. And then on May 15th, I have a Panera Bread night. I'm going to have something there, too.
Okay.
So we'll see as that develops, as I get closer to that. But this is the important thing now. And I would like you to, you know, take 4 tickets and you know, do what you want. I know you have your What's Happening Coleman page and whatever you want to do with those.
Well, we may give some of these away on What's Happening in Coleman Facebook page.
Yeah, that would be great. I just really appreciate being able to get the word out and hopefully make it a great event. And I do know that we do have dueling events that weekend.
I know.
But people can go to both. They really
exactly.
can. They
so,
really can.
So April 29th, April 30th. We're going to have the 3rd annual Battle of the Bands presented by Live 95.5. We're going to have 12 bands there. I've went over it several times here on the show, so we'll have ticket sales hopefully starting this week. And going to give you a great price, probably around $12, and that's going to cover both days. So we're going to have some food vendors there, place for the kids, car show. Man, it's just going to be some great fun. So you can still come out on Saturday, watch the great bands. We got some great rock bands on Saturday. Sunday, we've got some bluegrass bands. Round 2 will be performing around 3 o'clock that day. But you can still jump over to Betty Leith Haynes down at Wallace State and see Gary Conrad. And you better just hope that you don't get on stage and he starts hypnotizing you.
You never know.
Look, I wish that you would just go ahead and go up there, get it videoed. And you let him do it to you. That way I can watch a video.
Well, I can't guarantee. Now, last time I did see him, I did have quite the draw to want to go, but I held back.
Now is the time. Please do it. Please have somebody video it.
All right. No commitment tonight, but hey.
Maybe he can tell you to act like an elephant or something like that.
I've seen some crazy things, so it's quite interesting.
Oh, me. Gary Conrad. Comedy hypnotizer guy. Look, it's going to be April 30th, Sunday at 2 p.m. at Wallace State College, Betty Leith Haynes Theater. So make sure you buy your tickets at People's Bank and Coleman Savings Bank and Karma's Coffee House right there in the historic district in Coleman. Tickets are only $10, so gather your family, your friends, go down there and watch an incredible show. Do you know how long this is going to last? It's going to be a 2-hour, 3-hour show?
It's going to be about 2 hours.
About 2 hours.
Yeah, hour and a half to 2 hours.
That's going to be 2 hours of laughing your butt off is what that's going to be.
It's going to be hypnotic.
No pun intended. Well, Sandy, thank you for being on the Big D Radio Show. Thank you for the tickets. We're going to probably give these away on What's Happening in Coleman Facebook page. And you're always welcome back on the Big D Radio Show.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
So make sure you go out and see Gary Conrad, April 30th, Wallace State College. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio.
Nice.
surviving on the streets. Look at me.
You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Watley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Watley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. In studio with us, we have Julie Ann and Gold Rush. They are local performers, actually out of Holly Pond, Alabama. Welcome to the Big D Radio Show, Julie.
Thank you.
How are you?
Great. We're glad to be here.
So I think I seen maybe last week you guys were at the Mojo's. Is that correct?
Yes.
Last Saturday night?
Right.
And I think you're going to be back on the 28th, maybe?
28th, 6 o'clock.
6 to 8 p.m.
Right.
See, I have a good memory.
Yeah.
So, how long have you guys been jamming together? That's what I want to know.
Oh, my goodness. Julianne and Gold Rush started back before September last year.
Okay.
2016. Tommy Chapman on fiddle there. He and I have been playing, 15 years? Close to 15 years. David McCormick, he and I have been playing music since last year, but we played music about 10 years ago.
Okay.
So
so have all of you basically been playing instruments all of your life?
Oh, yeah. For the most part.
I have, indeed.
So now do you play multiple instruments, or do you just play the banjo and... Okay.
We do.
Multitaskers, that's what I like.
Yeah. David, he plays the banjo. That's what I first knew him of playing, is the banjo. And he plays a main bass fiddle now.
Does he really?
Yeah, I'm super proud of his bass fiddle playing. Tommy, he is a main fiddle player. We've played a long time. We've played music a long time together. And he plays other instruments, too, but his main focus is the fiddle. And then I play guitar in the group. I play mandolin and banjo and bass also, okay. And then I play piano in church.
So besides Mojo's, where else do you perform locally, or have you performed much locally here in Coleman?
Yeah, so locally we were at the fair. We performed there last year. Karma's, we've performed there. We had a small little thing downtown at... can't remember that restaurant. Anyway, Catfish and Q, I think is the name of it. I think they're starting to have some music down there, so they're building some stuff. Moe's Joe's, my favorite.
Is that your favorite place
love
to go?
Love it. Love the atmosphere of that place.
So beside Moe's Joe's on the 28th, do you have anything else planned?
Yeah, this Saturday. We've got several bookings coming up for the rest of the month and then going into next month. But future coming up locally will be here at the Art in the Park.
Okay.
Over on Main Avenue.
Main Avenue.
Yeah, this Saturday, the 15th, we'll be performing there from 9 to 11.
Okay.
At that morning.
Anything besides that?
Moe's Joe's the 28th, okay. And then Battle of the Bands the end of the month on the
29th.
29th at 1 o'clock.
Or is it the 30th? I think it's the 30th because you're on a Sunday.
29th. We moved that.
That's right. You're on Saturday. That's right.
Saturday, 29th.
That's right. My bad.
Yeah.
So, as a group, have y'all maybe done a CD or anything like that?
That is in the works.
Okay.
Going in the studio next week to start off some music and get going with it. Looking forward to that.
Awesome. Well, we're definitely looking forward to you guys being at the Battle of the Bands.
Well, thank you.
Just to have, you know, let Coleman have a taste of some true bluegrass.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they're excited just to hear that because this definitely has its own niche, if you want to call it, you know, and it just goes back a long way.
Yeah, it does. It's true. It's true music, very grounded, rooted. It's a very good, heartfelt music is
exactly
what it is. And I grew up in it. My grandpa, he built instruments and played and passed that down to his kids, and my mom had her bluegrass band for many years, and that's where Tommy and I started playing music together. And last year I just decided that it was time for me to venture out and have my band also.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we go ahead and go to the first song, and then we may go to a break, and when we come back from break we may do another one.
Sounds great.
That sound good?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Julie Ann in Gold Rush right here on the Big D Radio Show. Give them just a second. They're grabbing their instruments. All right. We are ready when you are.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine.
Thank you. That was incredible. I love
that. Thank you.
That is Julie Ann and Gold Rush. We're going to go to a commercial, and we'll be right back, and we're going to have them to lead us out whenever we end the show with another song. This is the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio.
Where she came from. Yesterday don't matter. If it's gone, while the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes.
Attention, Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5, bringing you creative design. They integrate cutting-edge graphic design into a high-volume printing operation, combining state-of-the-art technology with the artistic human element. Creative Design offers vehicle wraps, signs, banners, jerseys, and printed shirts of all kinds, hats, and so much more. They are the premier printers for Cosmic Sound, Live 95.5 on the Big D Radio Show. Let Tina Walters at Creative Design help you with your purchase and design. You can find them on Facebook, Creative Design, 256-734-7242. That's 256-734-7242.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show here in studio, Julie Ann and Gold Rush.
Thank you for that last song, man. That was incredible. And I know the listeners love listening to that. So let me ask you another question. As you're growing up in the music scene, who's been some of your major influences for you along the way?
Influences. Wow. Well, I would have to say that my influences are my grandpa.
Your grandpa.
And my mother. Yeah, because if it hadn't have been for those, you know, I wouldn't be involved in the music.
So that would be Mr. Moon from Holly Pond.
Yeah, Mr. Moon and my mom, Betty Sampson. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't know anything about
exactly.
The music. Because growing up, you know, when I was a baby, I was on stage. That's where I grew up, at festivals and events. And my mom put me in her guitar case to sleep while they performed on stage.
That's incredible.
Just how the lifestyle was.
Wow. So, David, can you answer that for me also?
Yeah, I think my influences started as a young child. My parents, we went to Nashville and Opryland when it was still Opryland, and some of the old banjo players, Grandpa Jones, I remember, was a big player involved in getting me interested in the bluegrass and playing the banjo.
Excellent. Tommy?
My biggest influence starting out was two of my great-great uncles.
Two great-great uncles.
Their name was Braxton Hicks and Harmon Hicks. Down there in Bibb County, Alabama.
How about that?
And they got me started on Uncle Brack. He played the banjo, and Uncle Harmon played the mandolin. And then, of course, Uncle Brack's two sons play. They play the mandolin and the guitar, and we all just get together. They got me started in the right direction, and then I went from there.
And have loved it ever since. I can tell by the way that you play that you really enjoy what you do.
There is no doubt.
That is awesome. So as a band, Julie Ann and Gold Rush, tell me, what do you think your future is?
Oh, I think we're on the right track. I do. There's not a lot of this sound going on right now. You know, I'm interested in a lot of the older music, older country music. And a lot of people just don't do that style anymore. And I want to mix it with my bluegrass style. And that's where I came up with country grass, honky tonk grass.
Exactly.
A lot of other country people, country musicians, call it cowpunk because
exactly.
They put their own little spin on it.
Exactly.
So I really like that. And I sort of put my own little spin on it. I don't just want to stick with bluegrass. I don't want to just stick with country.
Okay.
I want to do gospel too, and that's what I do. So,
excellent.
I don't want to limit myself. I don't think anyone should limit themselves on anything like that.
You're
because
correct.
It's just wide open and have at it. So, and that's what I want to do. So I don't think we're off to a bad start.
Excellent start, as a matter of fact.
Thank you.
So why don't you go ahead and let the listeners know and your followers know. Battle of the Bands, when you're going to play.
Yeah, so future events this Saturday, the 15th, at Art in the Park over on Main Avenue. That'll be this Saturday from 9 to 11. Moe's Joe's Coffee House and Bakery. That will be the 28th from 6 to 8 that night. And then Battle of the Bands will be on the 29th. That's a Saturday at 1 o'clock. We'll be out and about. You know, they can follow us also on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, julianne.goldrush. I have events on there posted. And sometimes I don't get a chance to put everything on there right away, but, for the most part, it's coming along.
Excellent. We have appreciated you guys being here and, wish you very much success in the future.
Thank you.
Can't wait to come out and actually watch you perform
fully.
And what we're going to do, we're just going to go ahead and end the show, and I always end it in prayer. And then when we get done with prayer, you guys can go ahead and play another one and take us out. How's that sound?
That sounds wonderful. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you in prayer through your Son, Jesus. And Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day, God. We have this Easter coming up, Father, and Jesus being on that cross for us and for our sins. And Father, we just thank you. Lord, we give you the praise, honor, and glory that you deserve. And Lord, I ask that you be with Julianne and Gold Rush, and God guide them and direct them in the direction that you want them to go with very much success in the music business that they're in. Father, we give you the praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, going out, here is Julianne and Gold Rush one more time. Thank you.
Tune in next Thursday for the Big D Radio Show. God bless you and God bless America.
Thank y'all very much.
Thank you.
Nashville, Tennessee. Huge shout out to Kona for having us on your show. This is our new single called Take It All Back. If you know it on the TV screens, please sing along. It goes like this. Did I take it all back? Take it all back? Take it all back? I take it all back just to have you.
Is real great, feel I'm well on my way to my dreams coming true, and I'm getting to do it with you. Feels so nice when the people sing along, singing along with the banjo. A big house with nice cars and fancy clothes and a wife with a big old diamond ring. Hey! Cause the people, they're dancing along to the banjo in some sort of hip-hop beat. Did I take it all back, take it all back, take it all back? I take it all back to have you.
shots, waiting on tomorrow, trying to fill up what's hollow. You gonna know my name. You gonna know my name.
Oh, broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. From a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Cullman.
Stick with me, Jesus, through the coming storm. I've come to you in search of something I've lost. Shine down a light on me and show a path. I promise you I will return if you take me back.
There was
was a secret chord that David played, and he pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. Well, she tied you to her kitchen chair, and she broke your throne and cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There was a time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show that to me, do you? Remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There's a God above. All I've ever learned from love is how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. Well, it's not a cry that you hear at night, and it's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
To dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes. It feels like a perfect night for breakfast at midnight to fall in love with strangers. Yeah, we're happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time. It's miserable and magical. About the deadlines, it's time. Just keep dancing like we're
This place is too crowded. Too many cool kids. It seems like one of those nights we ditch the whole scene and end up dreaming instead of sleeping. Yeah, we're happy, free, confused, and lonely in the best way.
From the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Cullman.
Well, I thought I heard the captain say, pay me my money down. Tomorrow is our sailing day. Spar.
Pay me my money down. Pay me.
Let's swing it to him.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5, bringing you Dye Service Heating and Cooling based out of Holly Pond. Spring is right around the corner, and it's time to get those systems rejuvenated. Dye Service Heating and Cooling has a special running right now just for you. Please support Dye Service Heating and Cooling, 256-708-8682. Owner Barton Dye appreciates every customer. You can find them on Facebook and What's Happening in Coleman Facebook page. Now, back to the music.
'Cause all goes off safe and soundly, but I'll miss your arms around me. I'd send a postcard to you, dear, 'cause I wish you were here. It's not the same without you, because it takes two to whisper quietly. The silence isn't so bad till I look at my hands and feel sad, 'cause the spaces between my fingers are right where yours fit perfectly. I'll find repose in new ways, though I haven't slept in 2 days, 'cause cold nostalgia chills me to the bone. Drenched in vanilla twilight, I'll sit on the front porch all night, waist deep in thought, because when I think of you, I don't feel so alone. I don't feel so alone. I don't feel so
You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. Spread the word.
pass the test. You know what they say, yeah, the wicked get no rest. You can have my heart any place, any time. Got so much to lose.
This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. This is the music we love.
I can't hear it.
This is Live 95 music. This is Live 95 music. If you like this,
through the forests, we should swim in the streams, we should laugh, we should cry, we should love, we should dream.
And this,
but sweet for certain.
Hey,
we climb on to fire too.
And this,
up against you,
then this is your radio station. Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I. Travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young. Not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone. And love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
You're listening to Live 95.
To her and give her your heart, your heart as well as your body. And can you lie next to her and confess your love as well as your folly? And can you kneel before the king and say, I'm clean, I'm clean. But tell me now, where was my fault in loving you with my whole heart? Oh, tell me now, where was my fault in loving you with my whole heart? But deny my affections, my affections. But tell me now, where was my fault in loving you with my whole heart? Oh, tell me now.